This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with a representative for a short three-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait time. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
A shower felt good. I'm here waiting for. I'm just waiting for someone to pick up this phone. Yeah. Well, I want to get something to eat, so you can wait out the work. No, it's just that I had two. One, it's an XPO call, but these technicians like to do all of them at once. Oh, I got two calls, but I got to call the customer. Call DOD. Call the customer. Call DOD. And then when I'm finished with the second one, you could do one more. But now, you know what I mean? So now it's just like, I'm on this call for like 9 minutes and 33 seconds.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Client Care. This is Carmen speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi. You said Carmen?
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Carmen. This is Naomi with XPO. I have an FMS number I'd like to present to you. You can assist me?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
All right, it is 784-038-13.
Okay, I'm getting that pulled up right now.
No problem.
Okay, and can you please confirm for me the customer's name and address on the order?
Sure. Carmen Quinones, 16 Hall Street, Jamaica Plain, MA, 02130.
Okay, thank you. And I'm showing the client's primary number as 617-522-4130. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And how can I help you with this order today?
Okay, so the customer, the technician advised me that the customer's gas range did not fit through the door. So the customer is going to have someone trim it, the door. So the tech will be bringing back the item back to Best Buy. I did speak with the customer. She did confirm that. She's not a little bit happy because she said it's the same thing that happened with her refrigerator and also now her gas range. So I advise her to contact Best Buy anytime after 8 a.m. tomorrow. That way they can reschedule you and in reference to what you intend to do. Her comment to me was, well, why can't I go to the store today? I said, well, you can go to the store. That's definitely not a problem. I can't stop you from that. But I know the protocol is that in order to get rescheduled, their product has to be back in the store.
Right.
So I don't want her to let her know that she can't go because she always can go to home, you know, go back to Best Buy. But I know the protocol is that their item has to be back in their location. It won't be there until 8 a.m. So that's why I recommend for you to call Best Buy anytime after 8 a.m. tomorrow. So that's how we ended the call.
Okay, perfect. And I do see here that I believe she's already called in to speak to somebody. So let me just go ahead and get this notated, and then I'll get you a brief.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
Did you just...
Say it again?
Did you just disconnect from the customer not too long ago?
I talk with the customer, but, you know, we ended, okay, you know, have a good day, you know, goodbye. It wasn't like she just hung up on me.
Yeah.
And then after I spoke to the customer, I called you guys. So
So she called in pretty quickly after then.
I guess she did. I asked him so.
All right, Naomi, I have that case number for you. Let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready, Ms. Carmen.
Okay, it is 288
034. All right.
359.
All right, so you presented me with 288-034-359.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, thank you for assisting me, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you again for calling into Geek Floor Client Care. You have a great rest of your day as well.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Goodbye, ma'am.